I'm Eli Manning.
Hi, I'm Peter King.
This is Dan Reeves, and you are listening to 1010 XL.
1010 XL.
1010 XL.
92.5 FM. Now, the whole 10 yards. Gators, Seminoles, Hurricanes, and a recap of the biggest games in college football. Brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville. With your hosts, Clayton, Adrian, Matt, and Wally.
The whole 10 yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM, Clayton Tinkle, Wally Olligan.
There are too many bowl games.
Adrian Wade.
Playing musical chairs over here.
And Matt Ziegler.
My computer won't turn on.
You guys all have issues today. All the issues. And all the bowl games, because it's bowl season.
Yay.
Wally doesn't like bowl season. He's Scrooge.
It's not that I don't like bowl season. It's just too many darn games.
There's 35. There's never too much. Are you telling me there's too much football?
I'm telling you there's too many bowl games. I didn't say
There's no such thing as too much football.
Okay.
Right, Matt?
No. I mean,
such thing as too much soccer.
Well, no, I like soccer.
Oh.
But I like soccer, too.
This is the beginning of bowl season. This isn't the best.
I mean, there was two good games yesterday.
They turned out to be good games.
They turned out to be good games. They weren't going to be good games.
They weren't going
to
be.
On paper, we're like, oh, I'm going to go shopping.
I'm pretty sure I didn't say that. I gave them credit. I gave Colorado State credit. I gave Tulane credit. I thought they were going to be good games, and they made them good games.
The one game I thought was going to be a good game turned out to be a
Fresno State USC?
Yeah,
that's the one I thought was going to be good, too. So I can't really talk too much. Anyways, I don't know if you guys are in any pools or anything. How'd you do?
I'm not in any pools.
Adrian?
I can't swim. I'm black.
I was going to do a pool joke. Now I got nothing. No, I'm not in any pools.
I'm 2-2, so.
Good.
I'm middle of the pack, which is, I mean, I don't like being average.
But.
It looks like I am.
You just might be.
Let's recap the games yesterday for anybody who missed them. The first one. Which one kicked off first? Colorado State, Washington State, which took like 7 years. It was like the longest game of my life.
I heard it took an hour for the first quarter to be
played.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
A little ridiculous.
Well, it's because there was 31 points scored in the first quarter, too.
That too.
But Mike Leach and company looked like they had the game in hand. Did you watch the game, Matt?
No, I didn't see that one.
No.
But I saw the very beginning, and Mike Leach still got weight issues. He's got to do something about that.
Well, are we going to talk about the football game or Mike Leach's weight issues?
Well, no, you asked for my perspective, and my perspective of the game was, Mike Leach, come on. It's 2013. It's been a while. Time for you to... I'm not trying to say that. I'm not trying to put a negative spin on it, but Mike Leach, time to look good. Shape up.
How are you not putting a negative spin on it?
The man wears Hawaiian shirts. He can't look good.
I'm just saying, like...
So Hawaiian shirts are a no?
They're a no.
I'm going to go clean out my closet now.
Rex Ryan did it. Rex Ryan looks great.
Yeah.
Like, it's doable.
Right. He's got NFL money, though.
That's true.
I know it's true.
That is Mike true.
He's rocking that...
I didn't think about that.
He's watching that... He's... rocking that Washington State money.
But then again, that Washington State money, they're all organic up there, you know.
And no state tax in Washington.
Should be able to make some of that stuff happen.
Is Ryan Leaf donating to that program?
Ryan Leaf should be donating to that program after the debacle that happened yesterday.
Ryan Leaf has money?
No, I think Ryan Leaf's in jail, actually.
If you guys remember that Peyton Manning documentary where they talk about Ryan Leaf, he owns a goat farm. He has six goats.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're right.
I know you remember that.
Beta is beta.
But a lot of points yesterday. Washington State was up, I want to say by 18 with like 4 minutes to go. And then Colorado State scores. So Washington State gets the ball back, right? And then they fumble. Well, you think they fumble because it was actually overturned. And then the very next play, the same guy, Barrett Jones, strips the ball again. And Colorado State recovers it. They go in. They score. Go for two on the Statue of Liberty play, which was great. It was a great play.
Yeah. I like the dive to the pylon and everything.
And I don't know what that official was looking at.
Hey, it happened so fast.
But
he must have blinked.
He must have. But the two-point conversion was good. So it's 45-45. Washington gets the ball with, like, I think it was like 39 seconds left. So you think, okay, they're just going to kneel on the ball, maybe throw one down the field and try to get a field goal or something like that. So they're running the kickoff back, and he fumbles. So the last three times Washington State touched the ball, they were all fumbles. Every single one.
I think that defense and those coordinators deserve a lot of credit because that's just heads-up football. Strip the ball. One person stand them up, the other one attack the ball.
Right.
That's what they did three different times.
Right. And all consecutive. Like, you would think that they got the memo. Just hold on to the ball, right?
Yeah.
Or just fall. But no. So Washington State fumbles again. Colorado State recovers on their 25, 26-yard line, and they kick a field goal to win it. So
that's why Washington State goes 6-7, man. But I'm looking at the stat line for Connor Halliday. 37 for 58, 410 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, he played. He had a touchdown record at halftime.
That's a lights out game
for the bowl
and lost. Now, is this the biggest? Is this one of the biggest collapses?
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
hands down.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was just terrible to watch. You've seen it happening. You're like, no, don't do it. Hold on to the ball.
Like watching a game of Madden online, you're just like, oh, I'm up 21. Next thing you know, you blink, you're down 3. Wait, what?
The game is cheating. No way I fumbled that.
The game has changed.
I have rage blacked out on stuff like that before. Next thing you know, there's a hole in your wall, and you're like, no. And it's funny how you can wake up from those rage blackouts just like that. Like, wait, that was just Madden. That was just the game.
Colorado State scores 18 points in the final 252 to win it. Yeah, they were down 45-30 before their epic little comeback there. And, that's really all you can say. Mike Leach had a great year at Washington State, getting them to a bowl game. I don't want to say great year, but it wasn't a bad year. He got them to a bowl game.
An average year.
Yeah. They were competitive, at least. Not like they were before he got there.
I think Washington State's going to be better than Washington next year.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say that. Connor Holliday's coming back. He had a decent year. Threw 22 interceptions, which isn't good.
He had a great game, though. That last game, yeah.
Yeah, he has some weapons out at wide receiver, so I think he can, they can.
And the more time that Mike Leach gets to run that system out there at Washington State, the better he's going to get. Right. See Texas Tech.
He took Texas Tech to number 2 in the country.
Right.
Weren't number 1 for like a week?
A week, and then they lost. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Leave it up to Mike Leach to choke.
Bama.
Well, he doesn't choke on cheeseburgers, though.
if you're Washington State and Mike Leach. Oh, well, no. I'm going to choke. Can you even recruit a running back? Like, if you go to a high school running back's kitchen and you're sitting there, like, what do you tell them? Like, listen.
We're not going to give you the ball.
5 times a game. Okay. We're going
to. I'll give you 6 because you're good.
Can you block?
Like, how good are you at the screen pass?
Yeah. Can you catch?
Can you catch?
Yeah.
Are you good with pass protection?
Yeah. How do you feel about a slot receiving position?
Oklahoma State seems to be able to recruit some pretty decent running backs.
Yeah.
But I guess
they run the pistol, though. So yeah, they run a little bit more than Washington State. Mike Leach doesn't run.
No.
How ironic that it is that on the last 2 run plays, they're the 2 plays they fumbled on. Mike Leach is never going to run the ball again.
Because they're not used to running the ball.
Some exercise. He needs to start running. Yes.
Someone's going to go home like Friday Night Lights and their dad's going to duct tape the ball to their arm. Why can't you hold it to the ball? Dad, stop.
Dad, I'm on scholarship.
They didn't teach me how to run the ball. I'm just supposed to catch it. That was the first bowl game yesterday. Again, it took like 8 hours. So the other games kind of almost finished before that one. That one kicked at, what was it, 2? And then finished at like 6:30. It was ridiculous. But USC and Fresno State, the game that everybody thought was going to be a good game yesterday, was actually the one that wasn't a good game. It was a blowout. USC moves to quietly 10 wins on the season. Good for USC.
Mm-hmm.
Orgeron gets a lot of credit for that, even though he's not there.
I still feel some type of way about that.
Pause. Yeah, me too.
That wasn't pause worthy.
Yeah, my bad.
You
anyway,
jumped the gun.
45-20 over Fresno State and first round hopeful Derek Carr. I'm looking at you, Wally.
That's one of those games where you just, every interception, like millions of dollars have just left my hand.
Oh, man. Draft Twitter was going crazy over his performance yesterday.
And yes, Draft Twitter is a thing.
Draft Twitter is a thing.
Is it separate from Twitter?
Listen, Twitter has its own little subsets.
Do they really?
Things.
Yeah.
Is this Jaguars Draft Twitter
This is Draft Twitter. This is nationwide Draft Twitter. You've got Draft Twitter. You've got Jaguars Twitter. You have White Twitter, Black Twitter. You've got all sorts
of different. There's
Bitter? There is. It's a scary place, though. Don't venture there. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Black Twitter can be funny. I've gone there for a little bits of time, and then I'm like, oh, they've discovered me.
BET Awards. That's the best time to go.
I got a backup avatar.
I'm booking my ticket to Black Twitter as soon as I get home.
But, watching Derek Carr kind of struggle yesterday, everybody was just up in arms. Like, he's going to make a ton of – he just lost a ton of money. No, now he's made money.
And that's literally what it is at this point. But how high of him and Blake Bortles jumped up that draft board?
High.
Really high. I mean, it just shows – I don't know, the media's infatuation with quarterbacks.
We'll talk some draft later in the show.
Okay, I feel bad for him because he had a great season.
Right.
But that's the thing about the Bulls. it's the last thing people see.
No, he's still
besides the Senior Bowl.
He's going to play
whatever.
The Senior Bowl.
Yeah,
I think he's playing the East-West Bowl as well. So, like,
but this is the last truly competitive game. You know, in the Senior Bowl, they're not. They're trying very hard, but it's an individual thing.
Right.
It's not so much a team thing. This is the last time he's going to really showcase how he plays, you know, around others that are taking it
and
seriously.
Keep in mind that Derek Carr, this is not – this last season, this season particularly, is a completely new system. The system that he played last year was more of
– no excuses, just results.
You're right. But I'm just saying it's more of his fit his skill set a lot better.
Right.
So –
but you also have to remember what E.J. Manuel was able to do during his Senior Bowl last year. That's how he became
right.
number one.
Yeah. No, Senior Bowl, I think people put too much stock in the Senior Bowl.
And but... Tebow's Senior Bowl.
Wait, what?
Tebow's Senior Bowl where he, like, fumbled.
Oh, just,
boy. That's funny.
Exactly. Oh, well.
There's your sign.
But USC jumped out. They were up 14-6.
Why is Bing my suggested search?
Then it jumped up to 35-6.
That game was over at halftime.
Yeah, it wasn't fun to watch, to be honest with you.
Cody Kessler, what do you have, 4 touchdowns in the first half?
Yeah. He had a great day. 22 for 33, 44, and 4 touchdowns for Kessler. Carr didn't have a terrible day. He was 29 for 54. Anytime you're asked to throw the ball 54 times, I mean, good luck. Yeah.
He missed on a lot of throws that he made during the year. I don't know if he was just tight or what was going on.
The bowl game stage for Fresno State, you know, he just wasn't used to it, I guess.
I guess.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
That could be a real thing. I mean, how many times? Last time they were in a bowl was when, was it David Carr was there? Probably.
This is the Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl. Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
What is Royal Purple?
A certain shade of purple.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
What do you get if you win?
Is it like a Crayola crayon? Is that one crayon sponsoring the bowl?
No. It's a little darker than lilac.
Okay.
But it's a little lighter than Crayola purple.
Oh. My man busting out
lilac.
I got
kids, man. That box of 64 crayons comes with like 4 different versions of purple.
I was looking at you like, brother, like, what?
You talking about lilac?
You talking lilac? Got a lilac tie I got to wear.
Lilac has officially made its way onto the Holton Yards, which is kind of weird.
This is why
if you told me,
weird.
Told me 10 weeks ago that lilac was going to be on our show, I would have punched you.
Don't hit him.
It's just rude.
Like, who's he looking at?
No. Well, congratulations to USC for winning the Lilac Trophy or whatever.
Yeah,
I have the rundown on all the prizes for the bowl games.
Oh, the swag bags.
So as we cover them, I will. Yeah.
Nice,
Marquis Lee, 7 receptions and 118 yards yesterday, with 2 touchdowns. So he had a pretty good game.
He actually looked fast.
He did.
He didn't look hurt at all.
Mm-mm.
So because he caught that one pass over the middle
and was gone.
And was gone. Yeah, he outran.
Which was what I was expecting to see from the rest of the season. And speaking of draft boards, I thought he fell a little bit this year.
Oh, yeah.
He fell a lot.
Marquis Lee.
He fell a lot.
He was a preseason.
Like top 10-ish
like,
guy.
I would say preseason Heisman candidate as well. I mean, people were talking about him, but I mean, a lot of dysfunction over there with Lane Kitten. And so, not his fault, but at the same time, he'll have. See, for a receiver, he has the combine and the Senior Bowl. I feel like he has more of an opportunity to elevate himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to quit body catching, though.
Yeah. Yeah, use those hands.
Quit body catching.
Use them hands.
That was one of my big concerns with him last year, catching with that body. Anyways, you guys want to know the swag bag for the Las Vegas Bowl?
Of course,
yes.
All right. So the players got a Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 beanie cap, Oakley flak pack, XL backpack, a football, which is, I guess, redundant.
Yeah.
And then, I don't want a football.
Remember why you're here.
Remember why you're here, to play football.
And they lose, do they throw it away?
For the guys who aren't getting drafted.
I lost. I don't want this.
They come to all the hotel rooms, knock, knock, knock. Hey, we're going to,
we're going to take that back.
We're going to need that football back. Losers don't get football.
And then a Zappos gift card. So.
Oh, those shoes. Yep. So they got shoes and...
They got a Galaxy
tablet.
Tab 3.
Yeah.
Isn't the limit like $450 or something, though?
$500?
Yeah, it's like the NCAA allows the bowls to give them like $500 worth of stuff.
Even though you can get a lot more than $500.
Yeah, they go. There's a weird way they go over. Because,
I was going to say.
Because if the bowls buy in bulk, like so the Galaxy Tab, if it's a 10-inch, it's like $299.
So that's wholesale.
But yeah, if they buy in bulk, though, then it's
the
cheaper.
The prices are much cheaper.
So they get a lot more.
That's how these kids can get a $100 Best Buy gift card, PlayStation 4, shoes, and all sorts of stuff.
I know it was.
That is well over $500.
Yeah, it's not the market value of the item. It's how much they paid for it.
I know there was one of the bowls. I want to say it was like the Capital One Bowl last year. They gave them like a $550 Best Buy gift card, and they took a team trip to the store, and they had to spend it right then. Mm-hmm. They couldn't take it out or use it a different day.
That's pretty cool.
So there was like 80 football players in the store, like buying $500 worth of stuff. Like
that's when you're just the placeholder for the kicks, and you're, I did it. I made it. This was well worth it.
Yeah.
But don't sell the stuff.
Yeah, no, don't sell.
That's no.
That's
no, no.
a violation per don't Mr.
Sell,
Emirate.
Keep the gold pants. Don't sell the gold pants.
Tattoos are not worth your future.
Not worth it.
Two more bowl games yesterday. We had the RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Ugh. And
it's on ESPNU right now.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good game. It was really a good game after the first quarter anyway. And then we had the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. There was three people at the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Because of the snow?
No.
I think it was because it wasn't really that famous.
Because it's, cause well,
one,
it's the famous
one,
Idaho
it's in
Potato
Buffalo,
Bowl.
It's in Boise, Idaho.
Mm-hmm. So.
Bluefield. Which is cool.
Looks, hurt your eyes after a while.
And the two teams that are playing there are from Buffalo, New York, and San Diego, California, who are 8-5, respectively, both of them.
Bills fans travel well, but...
Yeah. They didn't show up.
They didn't show up to this.
It's the Buffalo Bulls, Matt, not the Bills.
Ah, yeah. And that was the problem.
Yeah, it's not the Bills Mafia.
Khalil Mack, though.
Khalil Mack looked good. Another draft guy. He disrupted some things against Ohio State in the beginning of the year. He looked great there. He looked pretty good yesterday as well. He's projected top 10, right?
Top 5.
Top 5, yeah. He's a baller.
Defensive tackle?
No, he's a linebacker.
He's a linebacker. Yeah.
Outside linebacker.
Speedy guy. Real speedy guy. Reminds me of Jarvis Jones. A more athletic Jarvis Jones.
A better Jarvis Jones. Yeah.
A better Jarvis Jones.
Yeah. A better Jarvis Jones?
He's a better. He's good in coverage. He's good. He can rush the passer. He can do it all pretty much.
I saw him on Todd McShay's.
Jarvis Jones can just
Todd.
My dad just texted me saying Royal Purple is the name of a synthetic motor oil.
Oh, cool.
Just
thanks.
So you know.
Thanks, Matt's dad. Appreciate it.
So, there it is. Thanks for checking in,
Mr. Ziegler. Ziegler, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we got a phone call coming in.
Uh oh, phone call.
Cool stuff.
Wonder if it's Matt's dad.
Me? I don't know. He wanted to drive the point home.
Just to let you know, Royal Purple is oil.
Synthetic motor oil, you said?
Synthetic motor oil.
I'm going to go buy some Royal Purple motor oil.
I'm not buying jack. I had to spend $450
on my
brakes.
On the brakes?
On my brakes on my car.
Ooh.
Friday. That was a nice little surprise purchase.
That's not good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to me.
Happy holidays.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl ended in a rout yesterday. San Diego State 49, Buffalo 24. The Mountain West gets the victory. That's one thing I like to watch is which conference does well. It's pretty fun.
I don't pay that much attention.
The MAC isn't doing too well right now.
Obviously.
Yeah. They got demolished.
How many teams did the MAC get into bowls?
Don't ask me questions I don't know the answer to on air, please.
What?
Like I haven't watched San Diego State or Buffalo. I saw Buffalo against Ohio State in the first game of the year, but I haven't seen much San Diego State. The only thing I knew about them is that they had a pretty good running back. And as I scroll down this page, 28 carries for 229 yards.
Wow.
Three touchdowns.
Who are you talking about?
Muima. Adam.
Gesundheit.
Excuse me. Adam Muima.
Muima. Oh, boy. All right. So we've got a caller, guys. Drew Carey is on the line.
No.
Can we take his call?
Oh, man.
No, I don't know.
Dump button is ready. Drew Carey, how are you?
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, good. I was just calling to say hello, and I want to let you guys know I filmed my first episode for my new show. You guys remember what I was?
Yeah,
what I told you about?
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, the news is right.
Yeah,
it was. I filmed it right after the Cleveland New England game. So, oh boy, I'll tell you, I had an overflowing crowd. I tell you, it was hanging room only. They were dying to get in. But really, the question I had for you was, what is up with the coach for Ohio State? What's his name, Oscar Meyer?
Urban Meyer.
Yeah. Oh, Urban. What kind of name is that?
A street one.
He doesn't look urban to me. But I heard he's like a real jerk. I mean, what is it with college coaches and being jerks? I mean, you know, when I played football, I played football.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was a tailback. Every time I tried to get on the field, the coach said, "Get your tail back on that bench."
Okay.
Anyway.
All of the rimshot jokes. I love it.
Oh, I know. Well, guys, I just wish you Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you guys after the new year.
All right,
appreciate it.
Thank you, Drew. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, man.
I missed that last time. I was not here for that.
Yeah, that was the show that you were sick for.
Yeah.
You were like,
and
what?
I think I'm sick again.
Did you see everyone on edge?
Yeah. We all got tensed up. I got my gun. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I didn't know what to expect.
Let me get careful here.
I'm tweeting on Black Twitter. I'm like, hey, guys, just in case anything goes down, I might
squad up.
Might need some backup.
Recap the Carrier Bowl and draft talk next year on the whole 10 yards. 10 to XL, 92.5 FM.
The whole 10 yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
The whole 10 yards, 1010XL, 92.5 FM is back. We're back. Clayton Tinkle, Matt Ziegler.
Yes.
We back in the booth. Everybody know 10 yards be the truth. The bowl game's looking like a spoof. Playoffs next year, bring the proof.
Oh, yeah,
the proof
yeah.
is in the pudding. Everybody know that I keep the
That's the edited version.
Everybody yeah. knows that I can keep the in the wanna get in ya wanna, in the
Adrian Wade on the mic. That was a 10 yards exclusive.
Yeah.
And Wally Oligan.
I am looking at swag stuff.
Are you gonna rap?
Nope.
No rapping. Alright. We can drop the beat.
Asking me to rap is like asking like, you know, polar bears to do other weird polar bear, not a polar bear thing. I don't know, man.
What?
Why are we talking?
Asking a polar bear to make popcorn? Well,
I guess. Just completely off subject. Like, okay. What?
We're talking because we're on radio.
We are talking
and
on radio.
Usually,
I just can't rap.
It's usually what people do on radio is talk, right?
Yeah, but they don't freestyle on radio usually.
Unless you're Adrian.
Well, Adrian's got the talent. I can't do that.
Yeah, we could cut
listen to my voice.
A 10 yards album right now. Two tracks.
Two tracks.
The whole ten bars.
Apparently,
whole 10 bars.
You wanted that.
I did. I only wanted Wally and I to do a mixtape, but he wouldn't do it
because I can't rap.
I can rap?
I forgot that you guys were
really?
Talking about that.
Yeah.
Whole 10 bars. That's clever. That's good.
Thank you.
Title alone.
Next week.
Appreciate. Do it.
Let's get it done.
We'll drop it live.
Nope.
No.
I'll be your ghostwriter.
You be my ghostwriter, yeah. Then I'll pseudo rap.
The bowl we didn't get to cover the RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl yesterday. Louisiana Lafayette squeaks it out 24-21. This game looked like it was going to be a blowout in the first quarter, second quarter. It was 21-0, and then with about 4 minutes left to go in the second quarter, Tulane scored, and then they scored again with about 2 minutes left. So it was 21-14 at halftime. And so you thought maybe some halftime adjustments or something. But no, Tulane comes out, scores again, 21-21. And no scoring in the fourth quarter until a 27-yard field goal with about, I think it was 9:56 left on the clock. And then nothing else.
Good heart by Tulane.
Yeah, no. The commentators, they mentioned something about the defense looked like a bunch of gnats flying around. I don't know if you guys watched the game. They said they looked like a bunch of gnats flying around because all of their guys are small. They're tiny. Like 5'8". They were given the height and weight 5'8", 190. Was one of the guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's smaller than I am, and I'm not a big guy. That's Matt's
yeah,
size.
Yeah, I was going to say 5'8".
Yeah.
That's, I don't mean, I'm not 190.
But close enough.
Yeah.
I just
more
so
muscle
if you,
milk.
If you picture little Matt Ziegler's running around.
Well, no. So you're saying miniature versions of Matt Ziegler, or that Matt Ziegler himself is little?
Yeah.
Just imagine 10 Matt Ziegler's running around.
You got 10 kids?
And what age are you?
I mean, if I got 10 Matt Ziegler's running around, hopefully they're in the NFL.
Yeah.
By now. I mean,
that's what you're hoping for.
Just some money. That is what I'm hoping for.
But these guys were everywhere. They were making plays left and right in the second quarter, because it looked like they couldn't stop them in the first half. So it was good to see them come back and make it a game.
Usually teams that have multiple scores like that right before the half,
right?
So much momentum going into the second half that...
Well, you would think that, and
that's what
we were all expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they only scored one time. I was like, oh, well, okay. I picked you, Tulane. You had one job, and you let me down.
The green wave.
The green wave. I like their helmets, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
No.
No?
No?
Well, you didn't even watch the game.
You're right, I did.
So you can't tell me if you like their helmets or not. You wouldn't rap.
I could totally.
You didn't
totally
watch the game, and you like soccer. Your opinion is invalid.
You're a peasant.
Well, soccer's not so... That's okay.
Soccer's pretty sweet.
Not so much.
Well, you hate soccer because you don't understand it. That's
I understand soccer. Kick the ball, offsides, red card, yellow card,
no, you don't
score
wanna,
a goal.
You don't want to kick the ball offsides.
You don't want to kick the ball
offsides. I know you don't.
You jerk.
I'm just saying that that's a penalty.
Just wait and see. Once the World Cup starts up in June or July.
Yeah, he's going to be all USA. Everyone, and I'm going to be like, you're a savage.
Everyone becomes all USA.
I mean, I'll watch the games, but I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I'm such a soccer fan.
If we score, if we beat Portugal.
Yeah, if we beat Portugal, you're darn right.
We're all going to be going crazy.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
I'm probably not going to be going crazy.
Never say never.
It starts in what, June?
Bieber.
It's June through July. Yeah.
Oh,
1 month.
Okay.
But you're going to see me out there with my American Outlaws t-shirt.
The good thing for the World Cup in America during that time is there are no other sports going on. I mean, baseball, but...
Who cares about baseball?
Who likes baseball?
I like baseball, too.
That season's too long, too.
Pitchers and catchers report in February.
That's right.
Don't give me that.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
I understand it. It's cool in October.
Well, in the baseball's never been hotter.
With Jacksonville Suns? Oh, okay. Draft talk?
Can we do this? Draft talk.
Let's pull up a mock here and have some fun.
Oh, we're doing mock drafts.
I might as well, right? All right. Let's get Houston picking first. That's lame. Let's talk quarterbacks.
Yay.
Everybody loves college quarterbacks, right?
What do you want to know?
Mm-hmm. Top three college quarterbacks right now coming out of the draft. Who are they?
Coming out? You want me to rank them or you just want top three?
I want you to rank them.
Oh, come on.
One,
two, three. Quarterbacks coming out of the draft. Number one, I know people will probably kill me for this, but it's, well, I don't think they'd kill me. It's just.
No, that's it's pretty egregious number, to kill you.
Chris, agree with your.
Not necessary.
No, number one for me still is Teddy Bridgewater out of Louisville. He's probably the most prepared and most polished looking quarterback coming out of the draft. Secondly,
looks can be deceiving.
Looks can be deceiving. We all got.
Don't be so shallow. Go beneath the surface.
Deceived by Gabbert. Second, I'm probably gonna. I would say Mettenberger, but he's hurt. So,
well, you can still say that.
I can say Mettenberger. Yeah. Okay. So second, I would put Zach Mettenberger.
Okay.
And third is, I know you're gonna hate it, but Johnny Manziel.
No.
He's starting to grow on me.
No.
He really is.
Stop it.
That's what the media does.
He really is.
We're all going to be drinking the Johnny Manziel Kool-Aid.
No, the thing is because I've been going back. I've been watching his tape, and for some reason, he's got that it factor.
He's going to run that 40.
Who was the last quarterback? Not trying to argue, but who was the last quarterback that was drafted that had that it factor?
The last
quarterback that had the it factor. It's hard to.
That people were high on because of an it factor. Maybe
Andrew Luck.
No, Andrew Luck was good at everything.
Yeah, but you're saying the it factor is that guy that you look at and you're like, I don't know how he does it.
What
but
I'm
he's
saying
got
is the guy that was drafted higher than he was supposed to be because he had the it factor, not because of his mechanics or something like that.
I know he's out there. I'm just thinking so hard.
Tim Tebow's the one that jumps out at me.
Gah.
Yeah, but he didn't really have the it factor.
Huh? He did.
Everybody wanted to say that he was a winner, but he didn't. No one was like he was going to be like, yeah, this guy can, you know, this guy can go out and lead a team.
That's kind of what everybody said though.
No one said he was going to be a Hall of Famer, but definitely his time at UF with the Heisman speech that he gave.
The
hype was
around him. He wasn't the greatest prospect because of his mechanics. But the hype was there because of the media is what I'm getting.
But we're talking about two different things, though. You can look like when
Johnny Manziel won't be any better in the NFL than Tim Tebow will be.
I disagree.
No, he'll be better.
With that.
Okay. That was a bad statement.
That's a terrible
But I know where you're coming from. I know what you're saying.
I'm saying he won't be good.
I see. Once again, the thing is
he
I don't know.
He
I don't
might
know.
Start for a year or two, but that's it.
The thing is I don't know, because I feel if Johnny Manziel can sit behind a quarterback for a year before he starts.
But the thing is, he's not going to.
You're right, because he's going to end up going to a bad team, especially if it declares when someone falls in love
with
him.
See, and that's the caveat.
Dallas.
Jerry Jones going to trade for the number one overall pick.
Let it happen.
Sit behind Romo for about a
year. Let it happen.
Let it rip.
Yeah. Romo just signed a 5-year deal.
100 mil.
Right? So in 2 years. So
that's about 100
Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones will be done with him in 2 years.
Jerry Jones might be done with him this year.
I don't think so. He's going to fire Jason Garrett first.
Yeah.
And then then in 2 years, he'll be like, oh, wait, it was Romo all along.
It's like Romo gets a bad rap of making like terrible decisions.
Except for he makes terrible decisions.
I feel if he was on a different team, that stuff wouldn't happen.
That's what I was going to say. The whole caveat of
throwing two interceptions late in the game to give it to the other team is going to happen.
No, but I'm saying like it's not the – well, yeah, he has the weapons. But I'm saying like if he was playing in like a – like like say if he was playing in New York or something, like, well, not even New York.
No,
let's go
worse.
With a small, like a smaller city or something.
Jacksonville,
like that.
Per se.
Well, let's say he was playing in Jacksonville or Tampa or anything like that. People
He'd be
in
worse.
Tampa, everybody would be like super stoked. Like, man, Roman's the best. He plays in Dallas. Everything over there is magnified 100.
It all depends on who drafts you. Like, and that's the thing. So Johnny Manziel,
he went undrafted.
Johnny, well, yeah, he did. But that, well, I'm just saying in terms of the draft conversation, but. He ended up with the Cowboys. He ended up on a right. team where he didn't have to start right away and had Bill Parcells as his first coach, which is a pretty good situation. But Johnny Manziel, let's say he comes to Cleveland, done. I agree with you 100%, Clayton, done. But if he goes to a team, let's say Patriots. Let's say the Patriots give up on, what's his name, the Arkansas quarterback?
Ryan Mallett. He's also a Michigan quarterback, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Whatever. Yeah, started his career at Michigan.
I didn't know that. Yeah. And then
transferred? Because he sucked.
Let's say
transfer because of Rich Rodriguez and he can't run a spread.
You know. If they give up on Ryan Mallett and they draft Johnny Manziel, you can't tell me that in your mind you have a little more belief in Manziel now because of his surroundings.
No.
At all?
No.
No difference? Mm-mm. Well, you just hate Johnny Manziel.
That's what it is.
I just don't think it'll be
Clayton's
good.
Got the blinders on, man. This is the same cat who thinks Aaron Murray's going to do something.
That's because he will.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot about Aaron Murray.
I think Aaron Murray's going to be good.
Thank you.
I disagree.
It's because you're a Florida fan.
No, if I had to pick between, okay, legitimately, if you had to pick between Aaron Murray or A.J. McCarron and that one of those two had to be your starting quarterback, which one are you taking?
Aaron Murray. And it's not close.
I'm taking A.J. McCarron.
I'm taking McCarron,
Why?
Too.
I don't know. I just think A.J. McCarron is a little better.
I wish I could throw a screen pass. I mean, that works.
I just feel like
Aaron
A.J.
Murray
McCarron
threw a lot
is
of
a little
passes.
More consistent than Aaron Murray is.
I mean, okay. I guess we'll see in April.
Yeah. What about you? Rank them top three.
I'm not going to put Murray there because I don't think right now he's the best prospect. I just think he will be eventually. I would put Teddy Bridgewater one, but it's closer than most people have him. He's not clear cut. Absolutely nothing can change it. Number one for me. I like Mettenberger a lot. I don't think he's in the top three. I like Derek Carr. Okay. I'd put him at three, though. Two?
So who's your two?
God. I don't know.
Johnny Manziel.
No. Not Taj Boyd. Not Johnny Manziel.
Taj Boyd fell off.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
Wow. Like not a peep from that guy.
I think he's going to be very good at the next level.
I think he'll be all right. Just for him, it really depends on where he lands. That's really.
Who is this?
Taj Boyd.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to be like Donovan McNabb. Kind of who he reminds me of.
I like.
Might have a better arm than Nick now, though.
Yeah.
I like David Fales more than the next guy.
See, I like Fales too.
I don't know if he's my second best quarterback though. So I kind of have to put Zach Mettenberger too then.
So
Mettenberger would be two. Bridgewater, Mettenberger, and then.
Then Fales.
Yeah, probably because I like I said he's not right now. I think to most people, but to me, I just like his game. So I watched a lot of San Jose State this year.
Okay. Well, we've got Andrew on the line.
Oh, almost clicked the wrong button.
Yikes, he almost dumped him.
Andrew, you're on.
Hey, how are you? My wife and I were listening, and she's like, this is like listening to like a couple of guys at the bar just, you know, kind of going at it, and they're all well-informed and, you know, just you know, kind of like shot talk, so okay. to speak.
I'm but, sorry, did you just call us well-informed?
I have one question. Was that a compliment or not?
I'd say it's a compliment.
Okay, well, thank you, Andrew and his wife. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, I think an underrated quarterback is Blake Bortles. I'm a big UCF fan. I've watched him all year.
Yeah, we like Blake a lot.
He's going to do something in the league, and I met him just by chance coming back from my son's AAU karate tournament in Fort Lauderdale because I had to work, and they got to stay down there. He went down there for the 4th of July weekend with one of the running backs that went to Oakland. Dontarian Thomas, I think his name is, but he's just the nicest guy. I mean, he took a picture with me, just kind of, you know, talked to me about UCF football. I had to pull it out of him that he was the quarterback. Very upset. So that's my take on it. I'm going to listen to you guys till you guys are off and then head to the Jag game.
All right, man.
Hey,
we appreciate
you there,
it.
Andrew.
Go Jags. Thanks for calling. Blake Bortles he's interesting to me. Not really a lot of people knew about him before this year. Aside from people in Florida,
yeah,
because he plays at UCF, quote unquote small school, even though it's like the second biggest enrollment
in the country.
It's huge. But they're still building a football culture down there. But Blake Bortles, I think he's a media prospect because he has been hyped up. But when you look at it, he can play too.
you go back and watch his tape, and especially from the progression from last year to this year, he's definitely improved. He still has some footwork things he needs to work out, but I feel like he can be coached up. And if you can coach him up, get his footwork kind of straightened out and everything, you've got something there. You really do.
A name that jumps out at me, and I know people like to compare prospects to older guys that are in the NFL now. A name that just pops out at me, and it's not 100% correct, is Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big guy. He can scramble when he has to. He's a little bit more athletic than Ben is. He used to be tight end, right?
Yeah. Converted tight end.
Right.
Yeah.
So that didn't work out for Logan Thomas. It looks like it's working out for Blake Bortles, as Adrian shakes his head.
I can't stand Logan Thomas.
But no, Blake Bortles
is good.
Blake Bortles can be the real deal. I really want to see him at the Senior Bowl. And during his pro day and stuff like that.
What does Logan Thomas do? Because he's a senior too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to go to Senior Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So more draft talk when we get back?
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Everybody loves draft talk. The whole 10 yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
This is The Whole 10 Yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
The Whole 10 Yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Adrian over here bobbing his head. No? Nothing? Oh. Matt Ziegler. Adrian, Wade, and
not bobbing my head the same way he is. Can't. How do you do it so effortlessly?
Here's a PSA. Matt Ziegler still sucks at mini golf, just for those of you who want to know.
You got to find a beat.
Share for awareness.
Yeah, share for retweet for awareness.
Retweet for awareness.
We have a caller. The infamous Wayne. War Eagle Wayne is on the line. How are you, Wayne?
War Eagle!
War Eagle.
I love y'all.
Love
you.
What's the countdown?
15 days.
There you go.
15 days, okay.
He knows.
Well, not until Christmas, but for the most important game of the year.
You're right.
What do you want to call it? Okay.
The BCS championship game.
Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. I love this time of year. The bowl games and everything, y'all. Couple of things. If I may, quarterback, Aaron Murray.
Woo, my man. Thank you.
For Georgia. But you realize Georgia is still a 9-point favorite over Nebraska?
It's because Nebraska is Taylor Armput Martinez.
Yeah, that's
Why
true.
Why did the Gator Bowl pick Nebraska? Why didn't they pick Michigan?
I don't know, because the Gator Bowl is not very smart.
No, it's because they didn't want Michigan here like twice in 3 years.
Why not? You want to fill your stadium or not?
A little bit of baseball on football.
Sure.
Look, okay. Notre Dame.
Oh, God.
Will not literally be playing a Big Ten opponent in 2015. That's the first time in more than 100 years.
In football?
In football.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Also, Fenway Park, that also used to be the home to Boston College. From 1914 to 1956.
How many games did you attend?
And Notre Dame is going to be playing Boston College at Fenway Park.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't it?
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Notre Dame was scared of the Big Ten, so they decided to go to the ACC.
Yeah, exactly, okay?
Right.
So much for fighting Irish. Anyway, one other quick thing.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Clayton gets worried.
Adrian?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm here.
The last time I hate to say this, but last time Florida State and Auburn played,
uh-oh,
it was in the 1989 Sugar Bowl. Anybody remember Deion Neon Sanders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deion, yes.
Remember,
I might recall.
During his senior year, he quit going to the classes, and that was a big controversy, but he still played. But anyway, that score turned out FSU 13, Auburn 7.
Oh.
Yep. Did Deion Sanders ever go to class? Or was it just the last year that he decided?
I think he did his first year.
He might have. Yeah.
He might have.
He was part-time.
The first day, maybe.
I remember that game, 1989. I was wearing my Neon Deion pull-ups.
Yeah,
watching the game probably with my grandfather.
I was still 4 years from conception. So.
you were still marinating.
Oh, you're still a little kid.
Yes, he is.
I'm a baby.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Oh well.
Oh,
life goes on.
Right, I'm probably old enough to be his third great-grandfather then.
Probably. if you're anywhere close to 60, then yes.
If you remember that 1914 Boston College game in Fenway Park,
if,
you are.
If you were there, then we have an issue. Wayne, we'll talk to you next week, buddy. We appreciate the call.
All right, and 13-7, that total score, you think maybe they might exceed that in the first quarter?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully. Oh,
yeah. Okay, prediction. Real quick, prediction. Auburn 52, FSU 49.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa, we got points for days.
Florida State's not giving up 52 points.
That's way too many points. Yeah. That's 100 and, well, that's almost 100.
That's almost 100.
Thank you, Wade.
98.
Give me something to think about.
Wow.
There's no, nah.
I could be about that life.
That would be exciting.
Just an absolute shootout.
Just no
Auburn,
defense,
but Auburn
nothing.
Just runs the ball. I mean,
I want it to be a low-scoring college basketball game. Let it be like 62-64.
Like that. 63-62. Is it Butler-UConn?
That, yeah. Was the worst, like, can we not, that was the worst championship game I've ever watched.
Kemba Walker, like 4-16.
That was being generous.
Yeah.
It was like 4-28.
It was a bad game for everyone. But
you know what I took away from Wayne's call?
What's that?
The fact that he said Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and didn't mention Kwanzaa.
Oh.
So I got something for y'all. Put your hands up. Put them up in the air right now.
Yeah.
Put your hands up.
We're getting robbed.
Put them up. All right. I got a prize for whoever can spell Kwanzaa correctly.
K-W-A-N-Z-A.
Wrong.
K-W-A-N-Z-A-A.
We got a winner.
Boom.
What's the prize?
Happy Kwanzaa, everybody.
What's the prize?
A hug.
Oh. Aww. I didn't want to win.
I'm glad I won.
I'm glad I lost.
Well, I've been told my hugs are to be cherished forever. That's what my grandmother told me.
Oh, yeah, so your grandma lied.
I heard they cure
my grandma died.
Oh. I said
wow.
L. Wow. L.
And that's, L. Not a, that's not a rap.
I was going to say,
that's the truth.
What if she lied about that?
What if she's actually alive somewhere?
Dun, dun, dun.
My hug is to be cherished forever.
Tupac.
My grandma's not Tupac.
All right, let's go to the draft.
Yeah.
Well, Jaguars draft, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, anyways,
the Jaguars are sitting where?
They're
four-ish,
third right now.
Four-ish,
third. Three. Actually,
okay.
Three.
Three, okay. I can do it.
Right now.
So I'm pretty sure we all have differing opinions on what the Jags should do with the first pick and with their second-round pick. Wally, you say quarterback. Take a quarterback, right?
I do. I think their quarterback is there at 3-2. I really do.
And that is TB.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Teddy Bridgewater, for those of you who don't know.
Acronyms. Not tuberculosis.
No.
No.
We're not drafting tuberculosis or MRSA here in Jacksonville.
Not in the first round, at least.
No, just in Tampa, the MRSA.
Adrian Wade, Jaguars have third overall pick. What do you think they do? Do they go best player available? Do they go quarterback? What's going on?
I like quarterback. I think Chad Henne is good for what he is.
Right.
I think he's probably one of the better backups in the league.
And you're using good very liberally, correct?
Yes.
No, he's okay. A good backup. He really is.
He's a solid backup.
Okay.
All he's right. One of the better backups in the league behind McCown.
Right.
Maybe third, second or third.
But notice we're all saying backup.
Right, yeah.
So
right.
That's why it's right. Not it's not as if we're thinking he's good.
So I think bringing in, you know, a Teddy Bridgewater, someone who is polished, who's played.
And he might, Chad Henne might end up starting next year.
Again?
As,
I would
know,
not be okay.
Let
him learn a little
Jacksonville
bit.
Jacksonville, prepare
start
for that because it could happen.
Right.
So it could. It really could.
Bridgewater has a lot of control over that Louisville offense. So,
right. Now, if Teddy Bridgewater and or whoever they draft comes in and plays great in preseason and great in minicamp and all that, then Chad will obviously be the backup.
Because you can put him in and you right. Know that you have a reliable backup.
Right.
Well, that's what the Jacks tried to do 2 years ago, right, when they cut – or 2 or 3 years ago when
that's
they cut Garrard.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was Luke McCown showing Blaine Gabbert
the got
the
wrong McCown.
Yep. Oops. Yeah, now in retrospect, they did get the wrong McCown.
But, yeah, Adrian says quarterback first overall. Not first overall, but first round. Go get your guy. Wally says that. Now, do you take another quarterback?
See, I would. I know that people are like, oh, let's not. You shouldn't take a second guy in the draft.
I think you need to.
I feel if you've got 10 picks and the potential to get more if you trade down or trade players or whatever, especially like late round guys, you can take a shot on, you know,
what
second
round?
Or even third day. Probably a third day guy. It would have to be like
third day. I say third round, maybe.
I wouldn't take. See, why?
If the right guy's there.
With Taj Boyd is sitting there in third round.
If Taj Boyd is sitting there in the third round, I think I would have to.
Aaron Murray, third round.
See, I think it's too high.
It depends on what
Aaron
punters
are. Aaron Murray's better than Taj Boyd, Joe.
Is there a good punter available in the third round?
Stop.
We could use another
one. Stop it.
Please.
Stop it.
He's a good backup punter. Okay, he's good.
You realize that every time I talk to Seahawks Twitter and I see them put
Russell
like,
Wilson.
You see them post pictures of Russell Wilson. He's doing all sorts of charity and doing all sorts of sweet things. I just take a deep breath and just kind of
Russell Wilson's career just, will invariably always be connected to the Jaguars just, because they decided to take a punter five picks before, four picks before.
I just sob now because it's like I see him. He's like, oh, just you know, sign this deal with Air Alaska. And he's doing all these great things for the Seahawks. You're just like,
like and that's not even the on the field stuff. Where he hasn't lost a home game.
No,
yet.
It's like, and all you can do is just take a deep sigh, man. Right,
MZ, what do you take quarterback first? You go get your guy.
Well, Gus Bradley's a defensive genius. I mean, he's trying. I use genius a little too freely there. Yeah. He's a defensive guy. And
there you go.
He's trying to build what the Seahawks have. And I think if Clowney falls to three, you take Clowney. Because I think quarterback is deep enough in this draft, not in terms of how good the quarterbacks are. Like, there's not a Luck or an RG3, but there's enough decent quarterbacks that could progress well that I think the first quarterback you take could be second or third round. And like you said, Clayton, Henny's probably going to start next season anyway, kind of like with the Luke McCown thing. So you can get a guy like Mettenberger who doesn't have to rush back, can rehab his leg. And because of that injury, luckily, he may fall to third or fourth round. Aaron Murray, same thing.
Aaron Murray could rehab his leg, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Aaron Murray's still going to be a fourth round pick, dude.
Okay. I think Aaron Murray. Well, if Aaron Murray's there in the fifth or sixth round,
then you take him.
Why not? You know, it's all about value.
I tell you, some good team is going to pick Aaron Murray, and he's going to start in 2 years. He's going to tear it up.
And as much as
and you guys are going to be like what?
Yeah, but that would be Arizona. 2 years from now when he's sitting behind somebody, not somebody who can just start.
Like a team like New Orleans that doesn't need a quarterback jumps out at me. They're going to pick him up. He's going to ride the bench and he's going to come in.
He'll ride the bench for another 4 years because Drew Brees is what 32.
I mean, okay.
They got Chase Daniel back there. Wait,
Chase Daniels.
That
I forgot about Chase Daniels.
Nah, I think I saw him last week.
Nah, he owes me $5.
I think.
Maybe that was a highlight I saw. He was holding that clipboard proudly.
I don't like any of the quarterbacks enough, aside from maybe Teddy, to spend the third overall pick on him. I just don't. They're not. That guy isn't there.
Yeah, and you don't want to. You don't want to do like the Ponder draft,
right?
Ponder, Gabbert, just trash.
He's with the Chiefs now.
He's with the Chiefs. He's no longer with the Saints.
I want the quarterback that they draft to be the guy. I just don't see it being number three.
Why is it that everyone has the Texans projected to get Teddy number one overall? Did they get ready to give up on Case Keenum?
I like Case.
I like him a lot, too. Yeah. And I think the fact that he went to Houston, he's a hometown guy.
Right.
Houston, if Houston does not play their cards correctly, they're going to become the 2008 through 2011 Jaguars. Because this is the same track that the Jaguars did when they got to that playoff game in 2007. Mm-hmm. And won that playoff game and thought they were a couple players away from the Super Bowl and ignoring a couple glaring holes. So
and the Texans, they've had injuries, but Arian Foster, I think his window's closed. Yeah. Too many leg injuries. And Ben Tate has been a backup for a while. And, I mean, he's
okay.
He was
a second-round pick, and he was supposed to be their lead guy.
He was supposed to be the guy, yeah.
And then Arian Foster was like, about that.
So he's still got mileage on his legs, but I don't know. I see in all the projections they
Arian's
have.
A free, not Arian, but Ben Tate's a free agent.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
So
he'll probably leave.
Probably leave.
Houston. I like Case Keenum, so I think, I don't know, I think they should take Jadeveon Clowney if they have the chance. And if Teddy falls to three, and like you said,
right. If
Teddy falls to three, I take him. But besides that.
Well, I look at Houston, and honestly, their biggest issue is quarterback. It's their secondary. They don't
have secondary's
any,
not good.
Well,
secondary's
terrible. They may, like, honestly, if I'm the Texans, I'm either taking Jadeveon, I'm looking at, like, a corner or safety.
Well, even that guy you said, Khalil Mack?
Maybe the outside linebacker, too, but I think their linebacking core is okay. It's not great. But
yeah, Anthony Barr, possibly.
Just Brian Cushing gets hurt a lot.
Because they still play a 3-4. They play that 3-4.
Barr, yeah.
Are they in the 3-4 defense still? I think so. So, I mean, you might want to take like an Anthony Barr or even a Khalil Mack or something.
Put him
like
on the opposite side of JJ.
Yeah, and just use him to rush the passer. Because I honestly don't see Houston taking a quarterback because track record's shown that they're going to trade for a veteran guy.
And again, Case is there. I think Case could. I'm not saying he'll be Tom Brady.
Let Case be the starter. That'd be awesome.
We know he can throw it.
Let Teddy trickle down, please. Because second, you've got the.
Yeah, I really don't see Houston taking a quarterback.
I don't either.
I hope they don't. It gets crazy around combine time, though.
What are your thoughts on the draft, callers? 641-1010. If you've got any interesting thoughts, you know, you want to see a certain guy here in Jacksonville, give us a shout.
And if you call and say Johnny Manziel, I'm hanging up on you.
He might hang up on you, but I might agree with you. Just around, depends on your rationale.
Around draft and combine time, I can't tell if Todd McShay and them are predicting what the teams are going to do or the teams are determining what they're going to do off Todd McShay. It gets that crazy, and
Todd,
it becomes
Todd,
so
Todd,
quarterback
Todd,
heavy.
Todd.
Just watch. We're all going to be
quarterback,
like,
quarterback.
Well, Johnny Manziel, third overall, maybe not the worst thing in the world. If we can get him, if he falls to us.
People are so afraid of drafting a quarterback, though. That's the funny thing. It's like everybody gets so excited. Oh, man, quarterback. And then towards the end of the season, I don't know. Bridgewater's not looking so good, even though he's only lost one game this year.
The pressure that they put on him?
All right, we've got Nick. Nick, welcome to the Whole 10 Yards. Let's hear your thoughts.
Hey, Clayton, what's up?
Hey, Nick.
Oh, well, just ignore me.
Hey, all I got to say is Johnny Manziel is a playmaker. He makes plays, so.
I mean, okay.
Is that all you've got?
What does
I was
that
hoping,
do for me?
Like, you know.
Makes plays.
I'm going to write that on the draft card.
On my sheet here.
Good scouting, Nick.
I wouldn't pick anybody else. If at the third spot, if Bridgewater's gone, I mean, he just makes plays. He finds a way to win. So.
Oh no! See, that's the Tebow rationale.
His defense
though.
Sucked in Texas A&M. So I mean,
so does also throwing two picks to steal a game. I mean, that's not very good.
Yeah, but that happens.
Tony Romo.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Murray's done that before, and I'm a big Aaron Murray fan.
Pretty
too.
Sure Aaron Murray doesn't have a what's the guy's name? Mike Evans to throw to either.
So you're making excuses.
True.
I'm just saying.
Aaron Murray's a playmaker too. So I
right.
Mean,
Well,
I agree with the whole.
Murray had more weapons around him than Manziel did.
This year?
Yeah.
Until they got hurt.
First game of the season?
Are you kidding me?
We're talking about first game of the season.
Malcolm Mitchell got hurt the first play of the year.
Yeah, because you ruined him.
Coming into the season.
Nick, we appreciate your call, buddy. I'm going to argue with Matt here.
Coming into the season, you're telling me that they didn't have as many weapons as Texas A&M?
Malcolm Mitchell got hurt the first game.
I'd say no injuries.
Right.
Coming into the season,
yeah.
He had more weapons.
But everybody got hurt.
Okay,
right.
But I'm still right.
We got time for one more call? Yeah, let's take Kevin.
Let's take Kevin real quick. Kevin, how are you, bud?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going.
Hey, I think that the Falcons are going to go up and get Clowney. You know, they've kind of shown when they went and got Julio Jones, if they got a guy they like, they're going to do what they got to do to get him. And
I think
that's their hole.
I'm looking at a mock right now that has Jadeveon falling to 6 to the Falcons. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, you've got, I mean, the thoughts are Oakland loves Anthony Barr. That's consensus.
I see their linebacking core. They're going to get a veteran guy come in, free agency, and they're going to get Clowney. That's my opinion. I think if you look at some of the message boards on the Falcoholic, that's what they're calling for, but who knows?
No, yeah, that's very good thought. Appreciate your call, Kevin. He's got a point. We'll talk a little bit more about it when we get back, but there's some teams ahead of them that need quarterback.
They say Falcoholic?
Falcoholic.
Yeah, it's a blog.
It's a blog.
That's clever, too.
SB Nation.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, more draft talk because this is a lot of fun.
Draft talk
on the Whole 10 Yards. Benson XL 92.5 FM.
The Drill mornings on 1010X. College football, the Whole 10 Yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
The Whole 10 Yards, Cincinnati XL, 92.5 FM, Clayton Tinkle, Wally Ollie.
Looking at wide receivers now.
Adrian Wade.
Yep.
And Matt Zickler.
Who'd you got in wide receivers?
Pulling it up in a sec.
Wow. Slow computers here.
Yeah.
All right, ultimatum. I got one for you, okay?
All right.
Third overall.
Okay.
Jadeveon's gone. Bridgewater's gone. Okay? 1 and 2 overall. I don't care who took him, but Blake Bortles, Derek Carr, and Manziel are still sitting there. Who do you take? If any of them.
Trade down, brah. Trade down.
Trade down all day.
Get out of there right
Someone
now.
Someone save me.
Yeah.
Call the police.
Just keep amassing those picks.
Is that Damien?
Yeah, I'm blind.
Looks like Damien.
Okay. Damien, you're on the air. Damien, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing
pretty good.
All right. I wanted to weigh in kind of the same perspective, but I'm going to give a little different of an argument.
Okay.
Somebody that I think will be, it's safe to say, will be a free agent next year will be Mike Vick. You know, with Nick Foles playing the way he's playing, I think he'll be on the market.
Don't do it.
Listen. Let me tell you why.
I'm listening.
It'll make sense to you.
Okay.
Nobody's going to give him a big contract, so you could probably get him relatively cheap. Now, Jaguars picking third overall. I Bridgewater's a great quarterback, but, you know, I'm going to go back to Manziel like the previous caller, but here's my different argument. Mike Vick's a guy who, when he came out of prison, he played in a pocket passer a little bit better than he had in the past. And so it's safe to say that he's made a 180 as far as his, you know, his character goes. Yeah, he did go to prison, but with all the stuff he's been doing, you know, he's gone through some things and he's came through it. Manziel's a guy who's had, you know, a little trouble past as far as character issues. Here's a guy who could be a great mentor to this guy. Now, the problem I see, you know, with the Jags is, you know, we can't afford to miss on a quarterback who's hanging up video game numbers in the SEC every week.
So you missed on two?
Excuse me?
Nothing. Keep going.
I just think that, you know, if we look back and Manziel ends up being the quarterback that he has the possibility to be, it's really going to be a bitter pill to, you know, to swallow with the quarterback issues we have and letting him go. That's all I got.
Okay. Thanks.
And given the Russell Wilson thing. We already got
Thanks,
that hanging
Damian.
Over
we
the
appreciate
head.
It.
Michael Vick is 33, can't beat out Nick Foles. No, I'm sorry.
So wait, was he saying, like, sign Vick and draft
Manziel?
I see the logic. I do.
Yeah, you're just telling the offense to go in a whole new direction.
So you don't want to miss out on a quarterback who's putting up video game numbers in the NCAA, which happens yearly, by the way. Somebody does this every year.
In the SEC.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
That's what he said. I'm just quoting.
I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care what our callers
So you miss out on two guys with quarterback issues instead of just missing out on one. Could you sign Vic, give him money that we don't really need to give someone, and he does bad because he is bad right now at this point in his career. Oh, yeah. He's not going to do anything because he's not old Mike Vick that can run around and be crazy because he'll, like, break his neck or something.
And even though he did play better as a pocket quarterback, he was still not very good as a pocket quarterback.
Right, and he also had DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy to throw to or to give the ball to.
Macklin, Riley
now,
Cooper.
That being said, watching Jed Fish and his play calling, he seems to be very creative as far as getting his playmakers the ball. But, so having a guy like Vic or even Manziel could make the offense a lot more exciting. But I'm not about to sign Michael Vick to any sort of contract.
Did you say this, Matt? Did you say this during break or was it on air about Caldwell and them not drafting a guy who'd be a cancer to the locker room?
That was off the air.
That was off the air.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that, though. The more I think about that, though.
May I repeat it?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. I don't think.
You're
that
part
Gus...
of the show, yes.
I don't think Gus Bradley would draft Manziel, mainly because Gus Bradley's a no-nonsense type coach. He's a guy that's all about teamwork, all about unity, and Johnny Manziel would definitely be someone that comes in there and would be somewhat of a cancer to the locker room because he's a very, I don't want to say selfish, I don't know how he is as a person, but he seems like a selfish player.
His teammates at A&M seem to like him.
Well, when you're winning games, that cures everything. Right. But in the NFL, unfortunately,
and the thing is, they're not
the
winning a lot of games. I don't understand people say he's a playmaker. They're 8-5, yo.
That's like, exactly. You are what your record is. Well, once they're
playing Duke in a bowl game.
Had they won that game against Alabama, they rolled. But once they lost to Alabama, that was kind of the beginning of the end. But yeah, no, I don't think Gus Bradley wastes his time with a player like that. I think Manziel's the type that goes to the Browns. Like, that's his, it seems like his destiny.
The Raiders is his destiny.
The Raiders is his destiny.
At this point,
if Johnny Manziel became an Oakland Raider, I would be fully 100 behind. I would be like, the team to watch.
A football god.
Yeah.
That quarterback room where they game plan and stuff would be its own reality show. You're telling me Terrell Pryor, Johnny Manziel, and who else? Well, Matt Flynn's not there anymore.
Johnny Manziel, the troll god.
Bruce Gradkowski or something like that?
They got McGloin.
Oh, yeah, Matt McGloin. Yeah, Matt McGloin, right. Oh, poor McGloin.
Could you imagine him just rolling through, scoring touchdowns, doing the money symbol after touchdown throws in Oakland? My God.
I think if...
Foot on the gas.
Al Davis would have a big old smile on his face.
From the grave.
We got one. Baby.
Wait, it was a really fast white guy?
What is this?
I must be dead. Say what?
Oh.
But no, Jacksonville, please don't draft Johnny Manziel.
We'll see.
I like you, Jacksonville.
I don't think it happens.
I don't
want
to have to move.
No, I don't think
so. Not saying the Jags are going to move, saying I would move if we drafted Manziel.
Like, going back to what we were talking about during the break, I think we came to a group consensus that we don't think Houston's going to take a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think they're probably going to sign a guy.
All the prognosticators disagree with us, though.
And then the Rams would probably take an offensive tackle to keep Bradford. I'll float for one more year.
Why are the
another
Rams
point,
still believing him?
I don't know.
He's Dunsky.
But another point that Damian made was that, you know, we can't miss on another quarterback. Yeah, I agree. You can't miss. But with the rookie salary cap, you can take a quarterback every year if you wanted to.
You can afford to miss.
You can afford to miss.
And
it's
honestly,
not that big of a deal anymore.
Does that say ET?
That says ET.
Phone home?
I mean, ET is on the phone, and he's phoning us, so we'll see how this goes. ET, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
What's up?
Yeah, I think they should give Donovan an opportunity because he's a very good quarterback. And I think
this is Johnny Manziel, you said?
Johnny Manziel.
Okay.
He'll bring a lot of success to Jacksonville because Jacksonville has a problem with audience participation. So I think he'll bring a lot of excitement to Jacksonville.
If you're using Johnny Manziel because he's exciting and he's going to put people in the seats, that's a terrible reason to draft.
But wait, are you saying take him with the third overall pick, or if he's available in the second or third round?
I think if he's stuck in the third round, yeah.
Okay, but
do both.
But would you take him with the third overall pick?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're good.
That's what I was going to say. That's what your argument sounded like. Yeah.
Now I don't have to hang up on you.
No. Well, if he's there in the third round, I agree. And that's the thing. It's all about value in those picks.
Right.
Yeah. A guy who put up those types of numbers that falls in the third or fourth round, heck yeah.
Why not? He's not going
to
fall though.
I think he goes in the mid to late first round.
ET, anything else, man?
No, that's that. Thank you, man.
Boss. Yeah, that's where the confusion can come in because just because we say we want Manziel doesn't necessarily mean we want to get him.
Yeah.
Because third overall, then got to hang up on ET.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The one thing that irritates me with anybody when it comes to drafting is
you don't draft someone to put him in the seat because he's exciting.
He's going to fill the seat. How does he fit your?
Yeah. So is Matt. Matt Jones was supposed to do that, right?
Yeah, Matt Jones
ran like a 4.3, and he was supposed to be the next. He was going to be the original OW.
We know why he ran that 4.3.
Yeah. Now we know.
Oh. Hey. Hey now.
Calm down.
But it's kind of like using the toss sweep in AJ McCarron's Heisman video.
Yep.
If you're using that as your basis to draft,
I love that.
I
was like,
that
what?
Pitch was right on point. It was precise.
If you're using that,
Sunshine
as a
couldn't do it. And remember the Titans. It ain't easy.
Run it back.
If you're using that as
pitch,
a reason,
I can't do it, Coach.
If you're using that as a reason to draft somebody, then you're missing the whole point.
Great upside on the toss sweep, though. Todd.
Yeah, and he can toss to the left. He can toss it to the right.
All right, looks like we've got Vince on the line. Vince, welcome to Whole 10 Yards.
Hey, guys. Why is no one talking about Zach Mettenberger? He beat Johnny Manziel 2 years in a row while he was at LSU.
We actually mentioned him a little bit earlier in the show.
Yeah,
Zach
said Mettenberger was my second.
No, but he's right. We haven't been giving Mettenberger too much love. I think
people aren't going to take him second or third overall. If Jacksonville gets Zach, it'll be second, third round.
Probably.
Yeah. The situation you see Zach getting drafted is if Clowney falls to 3, Jacksonville would then take Clowney saying, okay, we can get Mettenberger in second.
Yeah.
Something like that. Not exactly.
Okay.
Like that,
but, no, I like Mettenberger. He's good. He proved himself this year.
Yeah, the injury kind of hurt Mettenberger's stock. But, no, Wally has him second overall as his quarterback. I have him second overall right behind Teddy Bridgewater. I like Zach a lot.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
No, absolutely. Now that he's right, but for Murray and Mettenberger, combine times, what, March or so?
Yeah.
March.
I know their knees won't be completely reconstructed, won't be completely healed up, but can they still throw at the combine?
They can still throw.
Right?
They just can't run.
I doubt either of them runs. And even if they did, I mean, they don't run. Murray can run.
Murray can, yeah.
He can run, which I think is actually going to be valuable to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think teams will actually look at that and say, hey, if something breaks down.
I'm just saying both guys are lucky that their injuries were to their legs and not to their arms, not a shoulder or anything like that.
But Murray and Mettenberger, they'll be able to throw. And they're both going to run 5-40 times in sub fives.
You know, I didn't really realize how many quarterbacks are in this draft until we had this show and just started talking about it. And that's given Mariota didn't come out.
Hold on. Mariota actually requested
his draft grade.
So if it comes out, it's like, hey, late first, early second.
I don't think
second.
He's going to come out. What about the Bridgewater going back to school thing?
That's bull. I think that's an agent trying to spark up some interest.
Andre is now on the Whole 10 Yards. Andre, how are you?
Hey, pretty good, guys. How's it going?
Doing great.
What you got for us?
Listen, I'll take your answers off there, but I'm a little ignorant, or maybe I haven't been watching enough college football. But I just need someone to tell me what is Teddy Bridgewater? Who has he beaten? I mean, what has he done really? I mean, against a quality team.
All right, I agree completely with you, but
I just realized that
he started getting all his hype and credit after what he did at Florida.
Florida, right? He did beat a Florida team in the Sugar Bowl last year. given Florida did not want to be there.
Don't even say that.
I'm giving them complete credit. I am, because that was a very good Florida defense. And the Louisville's defense actually started that route with a pick.
He hasn't really beaten anyone.
He hasn't.
He lost to UCF.
The eye test is there for QB.
It's the eye test, yeah. Guys. That's the thing with quarterbacks. That's the thing with a lot of players. It's the eye test. A lot of players, it doesn't necessarily matter where you play, but if the guy looks like an NFL player.
Kurt Warner played at like Northern Iowa or something.
I mean,
like that.
let's be real. We can talk about more after the break.
Yeah.
But, I have a whole thing about the eye test and how people need to use their eyes versus just looking at who they played or any of that stuff. But we'll talk about that.
I'm with you. I mean, Ohio State hasn't played anybody either, if you look at it. I'm not saying that Miller gets all this hype. So, it's not all about who you play in college. More draft talk when we get back. We're going to close it out with some projections of the top five. Sound good?
Yeah.
The whole 10 yards, Cincinnati XL, 92.5 FM.
Gators, Seminoles, Canes, the whole 10 yards on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
The whole 10 yards, 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Best instrumental we've had on the show all year.
Yes.
Attaboy.
I like whisper in your ear. I know it's not the right song, but
it's close enough. You can work with it.
I like it. Same chord progressions.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
I was waiting on it. Oh, Lord. More draft talk. Because why
draft
not?
Draft talk.
Draft talk. Anyways, so about the eye test. I'll ask you guys.
Drop it on me.
How often is it that you guys watch, like, just, you know, cut up tape of players and kind of and look
never.
For. You never do it.
Me personally?
I'd say quite often. More often than I should.
I play a lot of video games.
I don't cut up tape, but I
you
watch.
You don't cut
highlights.
Tape, but I'm just saying.
I just
like,
watch the highlights a lot.
You watch highlights?
Of different players.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're all, I like to say we're all pretty versed as far as like watching college football. And
except for Matt.
Yeah, no, I just, they have one chance to impress me, and that's game time.
Oh, well then.
That is like live as it's happening.
Oops. No, it's you have to watch games, and you have to watch players and individually scout players from just their position, how they play. Quarterback specifically, you have to look at their footwork, you have to look at their arm, you have to look at the velocity of the ball, you got to look at a couple different things, see if they're making the right decisions, and the way you do that is by watching tape of them.
Scout Wally over here.
Yeah, and you know, some people
it's repetitive. I mean, if they have bad footwork on a certain route, it's probably going to be continuous,
but you could also see that, like you can, yeah. It's good when a player has tape over 2 or 3 years. That way, you can be like, oh, hey, his footwork's gotten better from 2011 to 2012, and it's gotten better from 2012 to 2013.
And a coach can determine what's correctable and
correct.
What, yep.
A lot of, let's just be real, a lot of casual fans, they watch one or two games, and you know they kind of get their opinion of that player from those two games. But if you go back and watch the tape, you'll see. Over the span of a full game, of the span of a season even, where the potential is. And that's going to answer, what was his name?
Andre's
question about, like, who has he played? Who has he played? Yes, you know, he hasn't faced the most highest of, you know, competition, but the competition that he is playing, he is playing very well.
But it's about even as his team.
And it's about as even, right. Yeah, it's about as even, you know, as his team. So you have to, you can't look at it just from a pure statistical standpoint. You can't even look at it from just like, oh, well, you know, he plays with the AAC. They're going to play in the ACC next year. Let's say if Teddy came back and played in the ACC, I would say they're a front runner to win
the
whatever.
Is the ACC really that much better than the AAC?
Well,
though?
Let's just be real, though. Like,
yes.
I was making an ACC joke.
I understand, but I'm just saying.
AAC's bad.
Yeah. Both.
But I'm just saying, yes. If Louisville was playing in the ACC this year, let's say they're playing in the Coastal Division, don't you think they're contending for one of the divisions?
Absolutely. Well, they get more notoriety, and Teddy Bridgewater just took advantage of his moment in the spotlight, which was the Sugar Bowl. What was the
Sugar Bowl?
It was the Sugar Bowl. Sugar Bowl last
against
year
against Florida, who is not in a bowl this year. Just so
and
you guys know.
The same way Johnny Manziel won the Heisman last year, he took advantage of his moment in the spotlight playing Alabama at Alabama.
Yep.
And sometimes, I think Teddy's great, and yeah, he hasn't played any competition this season, but
who
cares?
I'll give you a little secret. There's a website called DraftBreakdown.com. They do all the cut-ups of all different players, seniors, juniors, all positions. Go and watch a couple. You can find pretty much all the players that are draftable this year or the one even next year.
Repeat that website for me?
It's called DraftBreakdown.com.
I have one question before we go away.
Sure.
one player in the draft that you want on your team. Who is it?
That I want on my
the
team?
The entire draft. Who do you
the
want?
The entire draft.
If you can only draft one player, who is it?
Ooh. Start with Matt.
Matt.
Teddy.
Ooh. He's Adrian. Leader.
Don't go to me next.
Oh. All right.
I want Teddy, but man, I like Jarvis Landry out of LSU, the receiver.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a good pick.
If we can find a way.
That's a good pick. Matt?
Teddy again.
Adrian, I'm trying to stall for you, man.
Nah, you go ahead and pick.
Nah.
I can give you okay, the I'm picking one player that I think is going to be good. I think it's going to be my franchise. Just because I know you guys will yell at me if I say Aaron, I'll take Zach.
Okay.
Mettenberger.
All right.
Okay. Adrian.
I'm not really going to yell at
Aaron
you.
Murray.
I got to pick Johnny Manziel.
Ah.
No.
Yeah. Jeremy Gallen in the sixth round.
Though. Jeremy Gallen. I love Jeremy Gallen. I'm buying a jersey if Jeremy Gallen gets drafted here.
I doubt it. I don't think he gets drafted.
I can't wait till Funchess comes out.
He'll get drafted. The whole 10 yards, Cincinnati XL, 92.5 FM. We'll be back next Sunday at 9:30. Matt Ziegler, Adrian Wade, Wally Ollie, and Clayton Tinker.
Bye. Now you can hear 1010 XL in stereo at 92.5 FM. WJXL AM, Jacksonville Beach. WJXL FM, Jacksonville Beach.